So first off, I would like to start by saying Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of 2018. So as you see, like New Year's Eve and the transition to the new year, it's often a time where we reflect on the year that's passed. You know, you see the way the world often looks back and celebrates all the human achievement that has happened during the year. And it's also a time to look forward to the year that's ahead. And I don't know about you, I'm not really one to do New Year's resolutions, but some of you might be into that. But I mean, I guess in some sense, I do like to maybe set goals about certain things that I might want to achieve throughout the year. So as we come to this passage, there's this kind of sense of looking back on what was and then looking forward to what is to come. So we'll read through the passage again. So forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So now I'm sure most of you have heard this verse and have always seen pictures like this. Even if you Google it, you'll see often pictures with runners and the verse printed over it. And I think if you start looking at really the deeper parts of this passage, sometimes those generic applications of, you know, forgetting what is behind and looking forward really just don't quite cut it. They don't quite get what Paul is talking about in this passage. So to get a little bit more of an understanding, I thought I'd just do a very quick context. So when Paul wrote the letter of Philippians, he was in prison. So obviously not a great situation. And you see in the verses just before these two that we've just read that there seems to be a lot of language which there seems to be a sense where he feels like his life is coming to an end. So his time on earth is coming to an end and he's looking forward to the future. So the first part of verse, forgetting what is behind. So as I said, you know, like really to look at this verse and say, oh, well, it's just to make the application like, yeah, we just need to not regard everything that's behind us and just focus on the future. It's not quite, I think, what this verse is talking about. And I think we need to find out what Paul is really talking about. And he's looking back at his pre-conversion days. And you see that when you just read a few verses ahead in chapters 4 to 6. So, yeah, he lists a few of his achievements. Because, I mean, it's talking about having confidence in the flesh, like in the law, in which was his previous life. So he lists a lot of things here. If you want to check it out later, go look it up. But, you know, he talks about, yeah, I can put confidence in the flesh more than most people. You know, he was circumcised on the eighth day, tribe of Benjamin, Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. So here is someone, he basically ticked all of the boxes to achieve righteousness on the law. And when he looks back at all these things he achieved before his conversion, what is his conclusion to this? I mean, we see a little bit later in like verses 7 to 9 that basically these things are a loss for him. He sees them as garbage because compared to the worth of knowing Christ and finding righteousness through him, all these things are a loss. So he goes on a little bit more to say about for whose sake I have lost all things. So he's basically come from this life of trying to achieve righteousness through the law and his conversion, but then he's come to know Christ and he's saying he's lost all things for Christ. And when you think about, like, I've read this verse several times and I've never really thought about this to this level, but when you think of Saul, when he was Saul, back in his previous life, I've called him Saul the Powerful because really, his standing in Israel was one of great importance. When you look back, I mean, he was very deep into following the law. He would have been highly regarded by the religious leaders, and he had so much power that he was able to get permission to go through houses and drag people out and throw them in prison. So that, to me, is saying he had everything, really. But now, the contrast now, he's Paul the prisoner, or Paul the persecuted as well. So, in the light of eternity, he's looking back and saying, all these earthly achievements are worthless, and I'm looking forward to what is coming. So straining forward to what is ahead. So Paul is looking forward to the day where he experiences the power of Christ's resurrection and to be declared righteous on that day. And it's a righteousness that comes through faith, not efforts that his former thinking was before his conversion. And this is his ultimate goal that he's pressing on towards. And this is what he is focused on. So when we're looking at this verse about forgetting what is behind, like Paul, he's put aside his earthly pursuits. He's lost all things in regard to what our society would consider great. But he doesn't see this as a loss. And in fact, he's focused on pressing on towards the goal of receiving the crown of righteousness. And he says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 4-8, or 7-8, sorry, I fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. So as we think about these passages and how we can make it apply to us, I mean, I thought just, yeah, in the light of the new year. So as we look back on 2017, I mean, what do we personally consider as our greatest achievements? I mean, maybe it was a new job or promotion, or in my case, I left a full-time job to go self-employed. Perhaps you graduated uni, maybe you bought a house or had a baby, or one of my highlights was a viral video, finally a first, 180,000 views, on a hot day like this when it's 45 degrees, I decided that it'd be fun to try and fry some bacon. But anyway, these things here, they are great things. We shouldn't be taking them lightly anyway. And in their own right, it's right to celebrate these and look back and think, yeah, these are great highlights. But then when you compare these in the light of eternity, it really is just like a drop in the ocean. So looking forward to 2018. So let's press on forward in faith, looking forward to the day when we can experience the power of Christ's resurrection. Even though our earthly responsibilities are important, let's not let them distract us from this greater goal of pressing forward for Christ. Let's focus our energy on remaining faithful to Christ, in deepening our knowledge of him and building his church. So when we come to the end of this year and we're looking into the new year of 2019, we can look back at the year that has passed and say, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith.